And hello and welcome back into the Renegades Weekly Podcast, the official podcast of the High A affiliate of the New York Yankees, your Hudson Valley Renegades. I'm your host, Joe Vasile, and continue on our trip around the coaching staff for the Renegades. We're chatting this week with Renegades defensive coaches, Derek Woodley and Zach Wasserman. Woodley returns to the Renegades for his second season in the Yankees organization after a long coaching career in college baseball, and Wasserman is in his first year with the Yankees after a playing career that saw him in the Arizona Diamondbacks and New York Yankees minor league systems and getting his start in collegiate coaching as well. Jordy Fee Platt of the Renegades Baseball Network had a chance to catch up with both Woodley and Wasserman and get their thoughts on the start of this season. We'll start first, though, with Jordy asking Derek Woodley about an amazing double play turned by Rock Riggio and Josh Moylan last week for the Renegades against the Aberdeen Ironbirds.
All right, so starting Derek, last night Rock Riggio made an incredible double play. I'm just curious what your perspective was of that, like the vantage point, and what your thoughts were on that play.
Well, an incredible play, obviously. You know, the thing about Rock is he doesn't give up on plays typically, and so you knew if it was in the air, he was going to go after it, and he had a chance to get it, and he's kind of one of those dirtbag type players, and so it doesn't surprise me that he made it. What surprised me was the double play, and I think the low key, I don't even know what you want to call it, but Moylan picking the ball as he's going across second base, that was just incredible. So pretty cool to see it on SC Top 10 for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Early in your career, you worked as a scout for the Cardinals, and I was just wondering if you could tell me a little bit about that experience and how you feel like it impacted your coaching career.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a long story. I'll try to keep it short, but a good friend of the family, Bob Gebhardt, was the assistant GM of the Cardinals, and he had talked to me about potentially getting into scouting, and I was coaching college at the time, and I said, sure, I'll try it. So it was a part-time scout deal. Basically, it was if I saw anybody in my area, recommend them. And because at the time, I kind of, do I want to be a full-time scout? And just ended up being in college the rest of my career until now. But it was a good, I guess, intro to professional baseball for sure.
And working in the Northwoods League, Summer Collegiate Wood Bat League, at the same time that you're doing that scout work, what was that like to see some of those top college prospects and then also kind of be giving advice on, potentially which ones you like the best?
Yeah, it was a really neat experience for twofold, right? I mean, one, it gave me a little bit of confidence because guys responded to me pretty well from a coaching standpoint. And then obviously to see that talent level was different than where I was coaching. And so you kind of get an idea of separating players, like who's really good, who's not really good. Because sometimes when, no offense, but I was coaching small college baseball, and it's like I wasn't sure who the D1 guys, who the pro guys were, and that kind of helped me, evaluate a little bit.
You mentioned lower college baseball. You coached at Defiance College for Division III for 15 years, where you were also the athletic director. How did you end up there, and what were some of the biggest lessons you got?
Yeah, really, I mean, I tell people all the time I've never really had a real job in my life. Right out of college, I started coaching at my alma mater, Bethany Lutheran, and eventually ended up at Defiance College and for 15 years. And I think that time there really helped me grow as a coach and certainly being an administrator as well, helped me from an organizational standpoint, just appreciate coaches. It was a difficult role, don't get me wrong. You're trying to recruit, you're trying to coach your team, and you're trying to mentor young coaches. I think I still don't believe it was a job. It was a passion of mine. Athletics is a passion of mine. Coaching is a passion of mine. And I think any experience that you have helps you. And I know that experience helped me get this position here.
How did you balance being an athletic director and also coaching a team and all the responsibilities that came with that?
Well, it was hard. I don't know if I did a good job of it or not. I have no idea. But, you know, it was just a matter of kind of prioritizing some things. And like I said, coaching was kind of my passion. And so I used coaching as kind of a relief from the administrative duties. But I gave our coaches a lot of autonomy, too, and you know, tried to support them as much as I could and try to be a leader as much as I could. And I was ready for it to be over. I mean, I was tired, especially after COVID, being an administrator during COVID. I was like done with it. So this is a good move for me.
And what makes working at the Division III level so special?
I think it's the whole package, really. I mean, it's student athlete, honestly, and balancing all that. Not that they don't at Division II and Division I or junior college, but you know, they're there. They're not going to go professional very rarely, right? I mean, we have a guy in our organization, Caleb Durbin, who's a D3 guy. But, you know, for us, it was about – I really try to teach them life skills and how to balance that, academics and athletics. And I feel like we did a pretty good job. We didn't win a ton of games, honestly, but I feel like we won in a lot of areas.
Yeah. You joined the Yankees this past year as a defensive coach.
Last year.
Yeah, in 2023.
Yep.
Can you take us through what your day-to-day job looks like?
Yeah, so my primary job is really working with catchers and then base runners. So for the most part, catching. So from a daily basis, I mean, we're doing some drill work. We have a defensive slot for 20, 30 minutes, and we're trying to obviously help them get better. And we look at it from an objective standpoint, which individual catcher needs what. And from a baseline standpoint, which I really enjoy, is scouting reports, trying to figure out how we can steal some bases and be better at base running. And the great part about this level is it's development. So we're trying to develop these guys defensively, offensively, base stealing, all those things, and teach them the game. And honestly, it's very similar to what I was doing in college. Very similar. And it's just professional baseball, but they're the same age guys.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
What are some particular focuses that you're seeing with this 2024 team that you're emphasizing?
Well, I think for us, we need to continue to get better on the bases. You know, we've got a lot of guys with limited experience, you know, some newly drafted guys who are just into our system last year. And so we're trying to get them to understand technique and game planning and all those things. And I think that's a big one. And then from a catching standpoint, really refining skills. And, you know, our job is to try to get them to the big leagues or as close to the big leagues as we can, right? And so I think, you know, all the little things from a receiving standpoint, which is our number one thing in our organization, we want to be really good at receiving. And so we highlight that a lot. Obviously, we still want to block. We still want to throw. But really the overall package with a primary emphasis on receiving.
What do you love most about being a part of the Yankees organization?
I mean, one, it's just a great organization. It's the best professional organization out there in all of sports, right? The best history. But for me, it's about the coaching. I mean, being able to interact with these players on a daily basis, hopefully having an impact on them on a daily basis, whether it's on the field or off the field. I mean, truly, again, I said I haven't had a real job in my life. I'm not sure this is a real job either because it's just so fun to be here. I get to wake up every day, put on pinstripes, come to the ballpark. Is there anything better?
Thank you so much, Derek. We'll leave you with that. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much to Derek Woodley for joining us. Now here's Jordy with Zach Wasserman.
All right, Zach, it's your first year as a defensive coach in the Yankees organization, but you played in this organization. How does that experience help translate to what you're doing right now?
Well, I think that one of the good things about being here before in between the lines is you kind of understand the cultural values. So just kind of understanding what the org values, it just kind of gets you a little bit ahead. And so it just makes it a seamless transition.
And you were a teammate of Renegades pitching coach Spencer Medick during your playing career. How special is it to be here coaching with him, and how do you think that relationship is helping you in the early season?
Yeah, Spence and I have been friends for about a decade now. So we met when we were both pitching with the Diamondbacks, have lived together for multiple off seasons, trained together, played together, were catch partners back then, and one of my very good friends to this day. So getting a chance to not only be in the same org as him, but be at the same affiliate, it's been awesome.
And lots of connections for you here. You were coached by Nick Ortiz when you were in the Yankees organization, and how cool is it to coach with him and see the differences of being a player under him versus coaching with him?
Yeah, so Nick came to Pulaski in 16, I think in August. So he was there just for the last few weeks before we ended up finishing out the season. So I didn't really get a ton of time around him because he was a defensive coach and I just was a pitcher. And basically we were out there playing catch and shag and doing all that stuff. But I am really excited to learn under him. I mean, he's been in the game for a really long time, has coached, you know, in the big leagues and has tons of experience that he can pass down to us. So really excited for the stuff that he's already taught us and even more excited about the stuff that he will here in the future.
And after transitioning out of your playing career, you coached at Lake Michigan College before going to Xavier, that NCAA regional final appearance. What do you think those coaching experiences did for you?
I've just been really fortunate. You know, I got a chance to start back in basically my hometown for about 3.5 years, and that's where I really learned how to work. Because as a junior college coach, you know, you don't have a ton of resources and a ton of money to be able to pay assistants, so you kind of have to learn how to do everything. And I just fell in love with this side of the game, and it really taught me how to handle the curveballs that the game kind of throws at you, where, you know, a lot of people, if you build out a schedule and, you know, you think it's going to go one way, 5 minutes into it, something's going to pop up and got to put out another fire or you got to make a change. So I think one of the good things that it's taught me, not just in baseball, but in life, is just even if things don't go your way, you just kind of have to learn how to roll with the punches and handle it.
And that was something I was going to follow up with you about, having coached at three levels. What are some of the differences that you see between JUCO, D1, and now here in the minors?
Well, first and foremost, talent-wise, I think it's pretty apparent. You know, the arms are just incredible. But I would think that some of the things that are really cool, especially here in the Yankees organization, is, you know, in pro ball, it gets a little bit of a bad rap for being just solely individualized, and which we do. We place a heavy emphasis on player development. But in college, there's more emotion involved, and you know you're still seeing that here, even here at the professional level, even with the Yankees. So that has been pretty seamless and kind of going against the stigma that professional baseball has. But it's been wonderful. The guys have been great. The org's been great. The onboarding process was seamless and been awesome. And it's been a hell of a journey.
Yeah. And as the defensive coach now for the Yankees, can you give us a look into kind of what your day-to-day looks like, what your job looks like?
Yeah, so my whole job is to basically put run prevention at the forefront of my job description. So Nick, Derek Woodley, and myself are the three coaches that are in charge of basically the defense on a day-to-day basis. And so my job specifically in run prevention is catered to the outfield. So it's really just going back through the night before, kind of seeing what the plays look like, creating a catalog of plays and helping our guys get to a point where we feel like not only can we catch more balls, but we can increase the ability to go out and get more balls that we hadn't in the past. So it's and it's ever-changing as well, but that's kind of what it looks like. And then obviously come out here and make sure guys get good reads during batting practice. Make sure that they're prepared, understand, you know, what the opposing lineup looks like, what their ground ball and their spray chart looks like, kind of what to expect, and go through the conditions for the day and make sure these guys are put in the best position to compete.
And how do you think some of those things will change? You know, what are you focusing on early in the season, and what do you expect in a couple months will kind of be your focus?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, when you get to an affiliate, I think what you want to do is establish really good routines and schedules with the guys so that they kind of have an understanding of what the day in, day out is going to look like, help them form their own routine outside of the stuff that we have planned for them. And then once a few months go by, you get a little bit better of an understanding of who the players are because you have just more data to kind of pour through and more examples of guys showcasing their skill sets. And then from there, it's okay. You know, you notice that they're good at this and, you know, we need to attend to another piece of their game. So I think right now it's systems and it's scheduling and it's routines. And then from there, you can kind of address some of the other low-hanging fruit.
And what are some of the positive signs you've seen so far this season and areas where you want to improve both in the base running and fielding department?
Yeah, I think for base running and fielding, I think we just, you know, last week was just a tough one with Rome with just not being able to play for 4 days. So I think I'm just most looking forward to playing consistently with the guys. I've been very pleased with how they handled those 4 days. I think that, you know, if professional baseball players could use a 4-day break outside of the All-Star, it's going to be in July or August. Yeah. But getting it, you know, 3 games into the season is never ideal. But I thought that they handled it tremendously. They still showed up. They still put in great work. There wasn't a ton of complaining. It just was, okay, figures, what do we need to do to get ready? And then hit the ground running when they were able to tell us to play ball.
And seeing this field for the first time, lots of amazing things that have been done with the new club out in left field and the new turf. What do you think? How does it look?
Unbelievable. It's just been absolutely beautiful. You know, I've heard some stories about what they were going to pour into it. Then when we got up here for those couple of days to get a couple of workouts in before we headed south, we got a little bit of a preview of it, and they walked us through, and we just knew it was going to be special. And I know that they're still buttoning up a couple of things, but, man, the guys are absolutely spoiled. The turf is beautiful. The renovations to the stadium are beautiful. Just got nothing but great things to say.
And just lastly for you, what's the best part of your job, do you think?
Putting on pants every day, putting on baseball pants every single day. When I was in junior college, you know, you mentioned Lake Michigan College, I was also an admissions rep. Wow. At the same time, so I had to double dip in order to make ends meet. And the best part about it is just being able to come out and be a part of baseball, you know, every single day, and just been very blessed that now I get to do it in pinstripes.
Thank you so much, Zach. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And thanks to Zach for hopping on with Jordy this week as well. Well, that'll do it for this episode of the Renegades Weekly Podcast. Make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a review wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to tell a Yankees fan friend or anyone who might be interested in hearing about this. Got some player interviews coming up next week. Renegades off to a 9-7 start, finishing up their weekend series with the Bowling Green Hot Rods. We'll talk to you next time. Until then, I'm Joe Vasile. Thanks for listening.
Renegades Fever. Renegades Fever.